Back here at In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Final segment here with Director Dennis Butler with the Riley County Police Department. We do have an update on one of the earlier calls. I know Paul had mentioned something about an incident, and you have some information on that, right, Director Butler?
Yeah, during one of the breaks, the assistant director poked his head into my office and indicated that report that the caller made about the incident at Dillard's, the way it was described, we don't have a record of that. We don't have a report of that happening. So I just wanted to clarify that with the public.
Okay, very good. Well, appreciate that update. Thanks, Assistant Director Mulder, for doing that. Got some information here that we want to pass along, some good news to report with the Riley County Police Department, and that has to do with the CALEA accreditation, 30th anniversary. And there's actually a celebration coming up, I believe, next week. Is that right?
It's actually the week after. It's on May 4th.
Yeah.
I never miss an opportunity, and I really appreciate you indulging me to talk about accreditation. So the Riley County Police Department became accredited in 1991. So this year marks 30 years of accreditation, continuous accreditation. And the RCPD was the first Kansas department to earn accreditation and has maintained it during this time. There's only 11 departments in the state of almost 400 that are accredited. Only about 5% in the country are accredited. And why is this important, and why are we having this celebration? It's important because a lot of the things that, again, we're talking about the media again, this national narrative of these demands about the police should be doing this and reforming that, because we're an accredited department, almost all of those things we already have in place. We had to tweak a couple of things, and that was because accreditation standards changed to make sure we had better language in some of our policies and training. But the only thing we really did is we put all of this on our website. So if anybody wants to see how we police here, go to our website. It's a ton of information that talks about use of force, arrests, training, you name it. But accreditation is the template. It's the blueprint that helps us stay on track with what are considered to be best practices. And I'm still always surprised by how little members of our community know about accreditation and why it's important. So on May 4th, instead of just receiving our certificate in a humdrum manner, we are having an open house, basically, in the front lobby of the police department. We're also going to we're going to stream it on Facebook. And we're going to have a brief ceremony where we virtually will receive our certificate of reaccreditation from our regional program manager at CALEA. And we're going to talk about accreditation the way I just did, but in more detail. So members of the community are invited. Elected officials and the law board are invited to attend. This is a big deal. It's a big deal for the community to know the kind of standards that we voluntarily agree to uphold in order to be a professional department with well-trained officers that hopefully can earn the legitimacy in the eyes of the public of how we do our job. So we really hope people will tune in or come down and have an opportunity to hear more about why their department is accredited and why it's so important to them that we remain accredited.
All right. Looking forward to that. That's great news. 30 years is something to certainly be proud of.
It is. And it's 30. It's again, I want to repeat the date. It's May 4th at 8:30 in the morning in the front lobby of the Riley County Police Department. If people do decide to come down, they'll see a lot of cars parked on the frontage road, and that's because we're going to have our employees park out there that day to leave the front parking lot more available to visitors. So we'll have somebody out there directing visitors down to our building so they don't think it's packed and they can't get in. So thank you for asking that question and letting me talk about it.
Yeah, you betcha. Well, we covered a lot here today, and boy, some great discussion. I really appreciate everybody calling in, and this is how this program is supposed to go. It's not supposed to be just me asking questions. I love it when the community really interacts, and you know this is what local radio does. And I just want to say thank you to Director Butler for taking these questions. Not always the easiest of questions, but certainly things that are important to our community.
You know, I want to thank you too. I agree. This is probably one of the best hours I've ever had on your show. These are tough questions, and I'm glad people are asking, and I'm glad that they're giving me a chance to talk about the police perspective and position and our commitment to fair and impartial policing here in Riley County. So great hour. Thank you for those people that called in. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, Director Butler, we certainly appreciate the time. Thank you for being here, and I hope you have a good weekend, and we'll look forward to that event here in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir. Thanks for your time, and you have a good weekend as well.
All right, that's going to wrap up our program here today. Thanks again to everybody who called in and participated in the program. We certainly appreciate that. Coming up on Monday's show, just to give you a quick preview of what we've got coming up on Monday, we've got the Sunset Zoo. We'll recap the Party for the Planet, which is going on tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
And then Michelle Hobbs is going to join us with Meadowlark. They've got a fundraiser, a special fundraiser they're going to be talking about as well.